Former Salem High assistant coach Jim Silvio is with us here. Jim, you're back here for the reunion. What was your take on seeing some of these guys from 33 years ago?
Oh, just a great atmosphere, great feeling, a lot of fun. I talk to Rick all the time. I talk to Giotti a lot. I see Tommy Doyle, obviously. Mike Fritz once in a while, but I saw Pedro tonight. And I saw Juan tonight. So it's and Mark Berube I see now and then. So it's a great situation. It's a thing, you know. Never forget, you love because you have a great relationship with these kids, and it's just a great time to come back here and enjoy this.
What do you remember about the 1990 team, the 89-90 team?
We were really, really tough. One thing about us, we never gave up. We always played really hard, and we put a lot of teams away early because we played so hard and we were so aggressive, and Rick obviously made us go, and all the other role players with Tommy and all the other guys, we played real well. Giotti was unbelievable. They can't forget that Michael Giotti went from a point guard to a forward and had 16 or 18 rebounds in the championship game in Worcester. So those things were important. Giotti and obviously Rick made us go that game, and we were unbelievable down the stretch because we rebounded and we played real well together, and we really shared the ball as a team. We love sharing the ball as a team.
Of course, you were that was under Coach Jack O'Brien at the time. Kind of a legendary coach around the North Shore in a way.
Jack O'Brien, unbelievable coach, brought all these guys along, did a tremendous job with all these kids, and it turned out to be a great situation. Obviously, we won here, and then he went to Charleston and won 5 state championships, so the record shows that he can really get it done, and it's been a great run for him, obviously.
Tell our listeners now from here, from Salem, was it Bishop Fenwick your next stop as a head coach?
I went from Salem to North Shore Community College when they used to have a team. Now they don't have a team anymore. Then I stopped 1 year in Marblehead. That's when Michael Giotti was with me, and Michael Giotti's been there for 20 years. And then I went to Fenwick, and we had the thing rolling, and I had a bad incident against Swampscott in the tournament game, and it came back to haunt me, and then I ended up at Malden Catholic. That was my last stop. I did it for 24 years. I loved it. I missed it. But I don't miss it anymore. I'm an old man now.
It's too bad North Shore Community College doesn't have a team. That was Jimmy Kafalis was their coach too, right?
Yeah. Jimmy Kafalis, Skinner was there too. There were some guys that were there that were like old North Shore guys that really were coaches that loved it there. Hard battle over there. You have 7, 8, 9 kids one semester. You have 6 the next semester. You have study hall. They just didn't grasp it. You try to help them, but they just fell through the cracks, a lot of them, and I miss those kids. Corey Class was one kid who played for me. His son's doing real good at Beverly High School right now, so that's a good situation for him, so that's an outstanding thing. Leo Jacobs played for me there, another great Salem guy. So that North Shore Community College was a stop, and then after I left it, it dried up in the next 2 or 3 years, which was a sad situation. There was no funding.
You know, the other thing, too, Jim, what I remember about you is you were entertaining on the sidelines. How about that? I know. Tell us a little bit about that. You must know that you were, right?
Well, everyone says passion, just that if you love it, you're into it. And the most important thing for me as being into it is the relationship with the kids. I might have had trouble with the people in charge and some parents, but the kids, I love the kids. And I got to tell you, to this day, the Salem guys, 30 years later, they still come to my house. The Fenwick guys still come to my house for Super Bowl Sunday. I'm still close with the Lynn English guys coaching with Buzzy Barton. Oh. So when you build those relationships with those kids, like Ryan Woom's a cop. He became a cop the other day. His father's been a cop in Lynn for almost 40 years. You have that relationship with those kids, Gyro Valdez and all those kids, and that's one of the most important things from coaching. They come back and they love you for it.
Okay, last question. So this reunion here, you're meeting up with these guys. Yeah. Did you learn anything, any interesting story? What can you share with me any little tidbit, something different or new on the radio here or on the podcast?
Something that wasn't good tonight is Jason Melko used to play for me, and he died recently at 48 years old, which is a sad situation. So we were talking about that, we were talking about the guys that played for us and some of the laughs we've had with, like, Giotti and Rick, and how Rick would make this thing go, and the guys would love Rick because he was up everybody's ass, obviously. So when he did that, and then Tony Matarakis, who wasn't on the team, so he comes, we have some laughs with all these guys. It's a great situation. Then we're going to go into that restaurant, and we'll have some laughs with those guys. It's something that for 30-something years, you still talk to them, and you people don't, no, you don't talk to, yeah, I talk to those guys. I talk to them. They're all on my cell phone, and we have a relationship, whether it's every day or every 4 or 5 weeks. I paint for a living. They still call me to paint. I still go see them. Okay. So it's a good thing. It's that relationship has always been there, and it'll never go away. That's the greatest thing you build as a coach. Like, you can be tough on the sideline. People dislike you for your demeanor, but they don't know what you are until they see you with the kids, and that's bottom line. That's the most important thing to me.
Well, great seeing you. Great catching up with you, and thanks for your time.
Thank you for your time tonight. Really appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
Jim Silvio, one of the assistant coaches on that 1990 Salem State Championship game.